so unhappy is Morocco about the two-day visit of the Spanish king that it recalled its ambassador to Spain for an unspecified period of time. Rabat has long claimed Ceuta and Melilla as part of its territory, even though they've been under Spanish control for hundreds of years. The two enclaves have earned another reputation in recent years as the destination for thousands of would-be African immigrants trying to reach Europe. Moroccan government spokesman Khaled Nassiri describes the royal visit as unfortunate.
Le Maroc exprime un message le plus important pour nous dans les conditions actuelles.
In an interview with Radio France International Radio, Nassiri said, although Rabat respects King Juan Carlos, there are certain lines that cannot be crossed. He says the facts backing up Morocco's ownership claim to the enclaves are solid. Rabat was similarly unhappy when Spain's socialist prime minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, visited the enclaves last year, the first official visit of a Spanish prime minister in two decades. But relations between Spain and Morocco have improved since Zapatero came to power in 2004. So there's plenty of speculation about why the Spanish government is making these controversial trips. Some believe Mr. Zapatero is trying to show his patriotism 4 months before the country's legislative elections. Residents of the enclaves, which are little more than towns, are reported to be happy about the royal visit. The king and his wife, Queen Sofia, are to first visit Ceuta before moving on to Melilla. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.